Hello, welcome to Politically Correct. In this episode, we'll talk about what's happening in Bihar, what's happening with Chirag Paswan, the leader of the Lok Jan Shakti Party, who has decided to go solo in Bihar elections. Now, is he Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hanuman? I mean, you have heard him. I mean, he has been saying that he can rip his heart open and show Narendra Modi's picture there. But the BJP is saying he's a liar. He's actually trying to create confusion by giving the impression that BJP is supporting him. We'll come to this question later. Here's an appeal from me. If you like our journalism, our kind of journalism, please subscribe to The Print. People like you who appreciate good journalism need to pay for that good journalism. So please go to The Print website, theprint.in, and subscribe to The Print. We have links for our viewers in India and abroad, and we appeal to you to actually support good journalism. Coming to the question, is Chirag Paswan doing what he is doing on his own, or is he being prompted by the BJP? Now, the BJP in the past 2-3 days, now many BJP leaders have said he is lying. He is trying to create an illusion. On Saturday, there was an interview of Home Minister Amit Shah, where he clarified that there are no ifs and buts about Nitish Kumar being the NDA chief ministerial candidate, and he'll be the chief minister regardless of whether the JDU gets more seats than the BJP or less seats. But having said that, there are three reasons why all these arguments by the BJP leaders don't really seem to cut much ice, and it may not cut much ice with Nitish Kumar either. First, let's come to Amit Shah's interview. He did say that, you know, Chirag Paswan left because his demand for the number of seats that he wanted did not really work out because there were so many allies in the NDA and he could not have been given those many seats. Now, as we have reported earlier, Chirag Paswan wanted at least 36 seats and BJP was not ready to give him more than 20. So that was said to be the genesis of this entire trouble. But it's not like that. Let's come to what Amit Shah said. He was asked whether Chirag Paswan will make a comeback into the NDA after elections. He did not rule it out. He said, we will see what the situation is after the elections. In fact, the interviewer wanted more clarity. He asked, are you suggesting that Chirag Paswan may come back to the NDA? Amit Shah repeated, we will see what the situation is after the elections. Now, when was the last time you saw the BJP being so generous to a political party which has left its camp and is threatening to damage the prospects of the NDA in an election, in a crucial election like Bihar? So there is something going on, because you would expect the BJP to slam him, condemn him, rubbish his politics. No such thing is happening. BJP is just distancing itself from his remarks, that's about it. And with Amit Shah saying that BJP, or with Amit Shah suggesting that he may even make a comeback after the elections, Nitish Kumar has reasons to worry. Now, second reason why it's not cutting ice is, you know, we have seen Ram Vilas Paswan's politics. It's not for nothing that he is known as, or it's not for nothing that Lal Lalu Yadav called him Mausam Vaigyanik, because he is known to go with the winning side. Of course, he made some mistakes off and on. For instance, 2009, when he did not go with the Congress and basically ended up on the losing side. He has done that in the past, but usually Paswan, late Ram Vilas Paswan, was known to stick to the winning side. We have seen him as a minister here in Delhi. As a cabinet minister, he was more loyal than the king. Now, there was a time, let me share it with you, when during the UPA government, when he was a minister, after every cabinet meeting we would all go to him and we would have extensive discussions about what happened inside a cabinet meeting. Well, we started going to him after 2014 also, and he would just shrug off our questions. Well, you know, these are confidential things, I cannot discuss. It actually took us some time to stop going to him because it was pointless asking him about cabinet questions. He wouldn't discuss anything about this government or the BJP. He was so loyal, and you would always hear him praising Prime Minister Narendra Modi, his popularity, and how the opposition had lost all its roots. Now, there is no reason why Ram Vilas Paswan would allow his son Chirag Paswan to actually take on Nitish Kumar, and it has not happened just now. I mean, Chirag Paswan started attacking Nitish Kumar way back in February, March this year, when Ram Vilas Paswan was very much there and he was dictating terms within his party, obviously. And not that Chirag Paswan is a rebel, because as I can share with you, like once Chirag, I was sitting with Ram Vilas Paswan at his residence, Chirag Paswan passed by, and he called Chirag, introduced him to him, and after he left, he said, well, there's nothing that I wish he would not fulfill. So he was such a doting father. You can't even imagine or can't even think that Chirag Paswan would do anything without the consent of Ram Vilas Paswan. And why would Ram Vilas Paswan take such a risk in Bihar elections? Look at LJP's track record. Now, LJP's support base is confined to the Paswan community. The Paswans constitute just about 5% of the Bihar population. And in the last Lok Sabha election, when I was there in Bihar, I was talking to people, even these Paswans, many of them were getting disillusioned with the LJP, and they were supporting the LJP because of Narendra Modi. So Ram Vilas Paswan would know what he was actually standing on. It was a quicksand without Modi's support. I mean, I'm talking about his support base. For him to take this risk, now look at his track record. In February 2005 Bihar election, LJP got 29 seats in a house of 243. Now, LJP was in a position to support RJD or JDU to form a government. LJP could have been a kingmaker. Paswan's stand was he refused to support anybody and said that a minority community leader should be the chief ministerial candidate. Anyway, it didn't work out. We had another election in October 2005, and from there, Paswan's decline started. So in 2005, if LJP got 29 seats, in February elections, in October elections, LJP got just 10 seats. In 2010 assembly election, LJP got just 3 seats. In 2015 assembly election, LJP got just 2 seats. Now look at the track record. With the declining performance, would you expect Ram Vilas Paswan to take this risk? And this risk would also involve now, he's no more, but then he passed away early this month. But when the LJP was making all these strategies, he was very much around. You won't really think of Ram Vilas Paswan risking his cabinet berth by going against the NDA, which has happened. And this is why there is this very strong speculation that probably Chirag Paswan has been prompted by the BJP to field candidates against JDU candidates, so that you bring the JDU's tally down. Now, right now JDU is contesting 115 seats, BJP 110, but that's because BJP has given 11 seats to Mukesh Sahni's party. But otherwise, JDU has always contested more seats. It always wanted to have an edge over the BJP in the Bihar Assembly. But given that Nitish Kumar's popularity has been going down, and given that Prime Minister Narendra Modi still remains very popular in Bihar, many BJP leaders were raising this demand that, okay, let's go alone in this election. Why to actually ride on Nitish Kumar's bandwagon all the time? Now that we are in a more dominant position and we get votes for him, it's not the other way around. Didn't happen, BJP played it safe. But at the same time, the speculation has been that BJP actually prompted Chirag Paswan to go solo. So bring down Nitish Kumar's tally in the assembly, let him be there as chief minister for a year or two. If BJP has more numbers, probably there will be a time when BJP should be able to edge him out. That has been the conspiracy theory. And that's why you see a lot of debate about why Chirag Paswan is doing what he's doing. Now, till today, Chirag Paswan is not attacking the BJP. He's praising Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He's appealing to his supporters to vote for BJP candidates, saying that he has to ensure the defeat of Nitish Kumar. So when the BJP leaders start telling you that no, he is going solo, all these questions are raised. First question, as I said, why the BJP is still not ruling out his comeback into the NDA after elections. Second is, of course, there is no reason, no plausible reason that Paswan would go solo in this election, because he would be risking his political career. Suppose he flops, Ram Vilas Paswan is no more around. You don't know how popular Chirag Paswan is. He's actually a political greenhorn so far. He has not become a leader in of any consequence so far. So he's taking a big risk, and why would he take the risk without having some assurance from some quarters about something positive happening after the elections? That's point number two. Point number three is, now what's happening with the BJP and the JDA in Bihar? The third point I'm raising here is, look, the polarizing campaign of the BJP so far. You heard Union Minister Nityanand Rai talking about, you know, that if the RJD wins, you'll have terrorists from Kashmir coming. You had Giraj Singh, who's talking about Jinnah and Sharjil Imam and all those polarizing issues and figures. Then you had even BJP President JP Nadda basically saying, telling people that, you know, remember Shahabuddin, the former, the RJD leader and a don who is in jail, Shahabuddin will come. So you actually, we are bringing out all these names, individuals and imageries which are supposed to be very polarizing. Now, Nitish Kumar has been trying to project himself as a very secular face. Remember his face-offs when we Narendra Modi in the past when he was the chief minister, when he invited BJP leaders to dinner and actually at the last moment cancelled it. Anyway, so what happens? This time when the BJP is trying to polarize the election, you have Nitish Kumar who has fielded 11 Muslim candidates. BJP has of course not fielded a single Muslim candidate. It did not field a single Muslim candidate in UP elections either in 2017. Anyway, so we are talking about Nitish Kumar here. He is trying to project a secular face. He needs Muslim votes. But on the other hand, you are seeing BJP leaders trying to polarize the election. Now you have Yogi Adityanath, the UP chief minister. He is scheduled to address over 1.5 dozen rallies there. And you know what he talks about and the kind of issues he raises. That will actually corner Nitish Kumar more. And there is another point here. Now Nitish Kumar has fielded about 40 extremely backward class and Dalit candidates. 40% of his candidates are from EBCs and Dalit communities. Yogi Adityanath, the kind of image he has now, I mean, as we speak, he is supposed to be pursuing this Thakurwad agenda. Now, all of us have seen the kind of political polarization that happened over Hathras case, Hathras incident. So he is not somebody who would be whose election rallies would be helping your Dalit candidate or EBC candidates, given the situation now. And if he is going to be one of the star campaigners of the BJP, Nitish Kumar would actually be worried. And that's why I say, we don't know what's happening with Chirag Paswan, whether you believe Chirag Paswan's words or the BJP's words. Chirag Paswan basically saying he is Prime Minister Narendra Modi Hanuman, BJP is saying he is a liar. Now it's his words versus their words. And we are still not sure, we'll see. But the three reasons I have given you, or three reasons we are talking about, why the arguments of the BJP to try to distance itself from Chirag Paswan are not really cutting much ice. But there will probably be more clarity because in the coming days and weeks you have many joint election rallies scheduled in Bihar, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will be sharing the dais. What we will be watching for now is whether Modi distances himself with Chirag Paswan, whether he says something about Chirag Paswan, his self-proclaimed Hanuman. Till then, we'll just wait. Thank you.